honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajin. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It's a great pleasure to be back in Perth once again today. It's windy. It's sneeting. Have you ever heard of that before? Sleet. Snow. Put the two together. Sneet. It's too soft to be sleet, and it's too round to be snow. It's sneet. It's like in between the two. Well, yeah, I'm kind of delaying the inevitable as to what we're going to get to, but the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Atlanta Hawks and lost to the Phoenix Suns and are the number three seed, and will tip off against the Phoenix Suns. 3-6. Yeah. It's okay. We only got swept in the regular season and got pounded in all three games, but it'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be all right. Everything's fine. You know, the Wolves will be fine. We're going to the NBA Finals still, I hope. No, it's not going to be easy at all. I'm not going to come out and just be like, it's over, the season's done. But at the same time, it's going to be quite a challenge. And if the Timberwolves can overcome this, they'll definitely... then this team just might go on a serious playoff run to the NBA Finals. Quite possible because of the confidence and such. We can get past these SOBs that have pretty much bullied the Wolves for a while now. It's been ugly. Luckily, the Wolves do have home court advantage, though that didn't help with the Lakers years ago twice. So we'll see what happens. This is only the fifth series in franchise history where the Timberwolves have had home court advantage in. So dating back to the LA Lakers, 0-2-0-3. Wolves were 4, Lakers were 5, Wolves lost in 6. the next year, the Timberwolves had home court advantage versus the Nuggets, 1-5. Won the series in 5. Home court advantage versus the Sacramento Kings, won that series in 7. Impressive series, and got to the Western Conference Finals for the first time. I believe we had home court advantage the next series. Yeah, we did. We had the number one seed. Home court advantage versus the Lakers and lost in 6. That is 4 series. Here's series number 5 versus the Phoenix Suns. So, something's got to give. The Wolves are officially 500 when having home court advantage in the playoffs, and a big fat over when not having home court advantage in the playoffs. It's a pretty big over, to say the least. I think, what did we go, over 8 or over 7 in the day? I believe over 7, yes, in the Garnett era on the road, and then, of course, to the Rockets years later with Butler, over 8. And then last year with Denver, 0-4-9. Nope, 0-10. Yeah, we lost. Yeah, Memphis, 0-9. And then Nuggets last year, 0-10. So, yeah, so hopefully the Timberwolves can, if need be, they go on the road coming up. We can end that drought. But 500 with home court advantage, so at least there's a chance. Yeah, so Saturday, 2:30, ESPN, the Wolves will play the Phoenix Suns. Tuesday, game 2, TNT at 6:30 p.m. Target Center. Head to Phoenix for games 4 and 5. That would be Friday at Phoenix, ESPN, 9:30. Cool. Sunday night, the 28th, Phoenix Suns, in Phoenix anyway, on TNT, 8:30. And then, of course, to be decided, so on and so forth, as we head into game 6 and such, which shows that is the last day of April. Tuesday, game 6. In Target Center, when the Wolves will close out the Phoenix Suns. I hope. That doesn't look right. Yeah, that's game 5. Excuse me. Game 5. I'm crazy. Yeah, games 3 and 4 are in Phoenix. Game 5 would be in Target Center. That's to be decided because game 5 is officially not necessary yet until two teams win a game in order to get there. So hopefully we'll sweep the Phoenix Suns and we don't get swept. Just don't do that, okay? That would be stupid. So I guess the Atlanta Hawks game, I'm going to very briefly look at these. Very briefly, because it's all about the postseason. This is a postseason show. It will be a two-segment ditty, to say the least, because it's, you know, two kind of wrapping the season up, even though these were meaningful games because you wanted to get the number one damn seed. Rudy Gobert was absolutely fantastic against the Hawks. Anthony Edwards was not. And this is, playing against his hometown team, but at least the Wolves split the season series with the Hawks after losing at the beginning of the year. Anthony Edwards, 4 of 12 from the floor, 0 of 5 from downtown. What the hell? Rudy Gobert made all 10 of his shots, all 10. He made 5 of 8 at the line. Of course, the hack of Rudy still in play, which is annoying. 10 assists for Mike Conley. Jaden McDaniels has been up and down, but he was pretty decent against the Hawks. Solid defense, 3 of 4 from outside as well. We got to like that. 19 points for Naz Reid off the bench. Nikhil Alexander-Walker didn't shoot too well, but had 12 points in the game and provided some energy. But Rudy Gobert was fantastic with 25 and 19 with 5 blocks. Carl Anthony Towns again making his return. Last week, mediocre, 4 of 11, 1 of 6 from outside, and 11 points in 27 minutes, 33 seconds, but did get 8 assists, is what I'm trying to say. The Wolves squeezed past the Atlanta Hawks in a game that was unnecessarily close and frustrating, but thankfully the Wolves did escape that one. That was in Target Center, yes. Phoenix Suns, season wrap-up. Oh, what a way to wrap up the season. A putrid, awful, garbage of a game. A snarling bleep heap of a game. Garbage. I don't know. AVGN, you want to describe this one?
This is a blizzard of balls! I can't believe humanity was capable of degrading itself so low as to produce such an insulting catastrophe of ass!
Thank you, James. That would be James, the angry video game nerd. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, 44-22. It's like, good night. Just go home. This is bullcrap. Just go home. Screw you guys. Thanks for laying an egg and a golden opportunity to still have the number one seed after not beating the Denver Nuggets last week and then getting in tizzies with Bradley Beal. Like, ugh. Yeah, you let Brad Beal beat you, and he beat you all right. I understand why you would do that when you consider what Kevin Durant is and Devin Booker's little punk prick he is. God, that guy is a prick. Every player on the planet hates him. Have you ever noticed that? He's always got something to say. Did you ever notice that? Everybody hates him. Like, I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell me, about, he's the greatest ever, whatever. Yeah, he's talented and everything, but he's an a-hole. So, seeing the Phoenix Suns lose, I don't feel as bad as I did before. There's only one player I really truly felt bad for when the Suns lost. That was Chris Paul, and even he's a pain in the butt to deal with at times with his kind of corner cutting style, like sheep, interactions with the refs and such, when he gets his way, it's irritating. But this was a crap heap of a game and really sent everybody into very negative vibes going into the postseason. At least almost everybody. There's all the shade wearers and such. I'm not overconfident going into this series. I'm not. And games like this don't make you feel overconfident. Ben Beacon of Locked On Wolves, him and the Locked On Suns host, as they had where they combined the shows together, a simulcast, I believe is what it's called. Excuse me. They both picked the Suns in 6, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, I mean, I can understand. I can understand if I was somebody from out of town I'm not a Wolves fan. Maybe I'm not an anybody fan, or I'm a Lakers fan, or a Philly fan, or whatever the heck. I'd probably pick Phoenix in this series, probably. But obviously, those people don't know the Wolves as closely necessarily. They probably just see the Wolves as this upstart team that had a nice year, but they're going to lose in the first round because Phoenix kicked their butt all year. We'll see. I'm open-minded going into this series. I'm not going to write the Timberwolves off. And obviously, yes, I'm still a Timberwolves fan, despite the fact I've been a podcast host forever and you want to be objective. Yeah, still a fan, but an objective fan, being a podcast host. Just kidding. Like, that'd be great, right? For many years now, since 2008, August 2008, I became a Wolves fan. But Dating back to that first episode, you can hear the frustration in my voice, where the Wolves would have opportunities and squandered them, and squandered them, and squandered them during the whole Glenn Taylor era. I guess all of the three main owners were there. Glenn Taylor is the main owner, but then the two minority owners who are trying to be the majority owners were at the game, I guess, across the way there from one side of the court to the other. That'd be, of course, A-Rod and Mark Lowry, of course, still very much fighting to claim majority ownership of the club from Glenn Taylor, saying they were on time and all that. They were all at the game, and interestingly enough, so that's kind of funny and interesting, I guess, going in. But Anthony Edwards, a couple of putrid games, and that Rudy Gobert outplayed everybody on the Timberwolves in both games. So Rudy Gobert right away is going to get the Lone Wolf Award for these two games. Anthony Edwards is going to get a sliming, steaming pile of crap, a bag of, crap for his play the last two games of the season. He is getting the Johnny Flynn Memorial, and he's going to be the popcorn maker as well. That's like a bit on the Brave the Wild podcast that started way back in the day, the popcorn maker. But that's like, it's been added to the Brave the Wild. The memorial has always been there, James Shepard Memorial. But the popcorn maker bit was, I guess, from a different podcast, I guess, is getting integrated into Brave the Wild. So, but yes, Anthony Edwards was making popcorn late in that Phoenix game, as the Wolves were just getting pounded, and it was stupid, and you empty the bench, 4.5 minutes remaining, and of course everybody made the game a little closer again. Luka Garza, Leonard Miller, Josh Minot, and Wendell Moore Jr., who also had 4 points in the game. Good for him. But Luka Garza had 9 points, making the score a tiny bit prettier. But the Wolves still pounded and crushed by the Phoenix Suns, 125-106. Seriously? Did you have to play like that? Every time the Wolves looked like they might have had a chance in this one, it just turned the other way, and it was stupid. It was just stupid. Like, come on, man. Seriously. Come on, man. I'll leave that alone. That's a politician I'm not a big fan of. 36 points for Brad Beal. 14 of 21 from the floor. Made all six of his threes. Just, and got into it with Anthony Edwards, and screw you, Grayson Allen's annoying to watch, but he's pretty good, isn't he? He's pretty good. He's the best three-point shooter in the league. 3 of 3 from outside. Yeah, his three-point percentage was tops in the league this year. You don't have to worship Steph Curry every second. Good for him. Thankfully, they're kaput. Good riddance. I said it. Kevin Durant was, again, not too good, just like a few days ago. 6 of 14, as the Wolves contained him pretty well defensively. Guys like Jaden McDaniels and such. Grayson Allen is an interesting mismatch with Grayson Allen. Not sure who to put on him. People are saying Karl-Anthony Towns. That's interesting, because I guess Kevin Durant, I don't know if that would go too well. Probably better off with Jaden McDaniels and Kevin Durant, right? Devin Booker Devin Booker or Bradley Beal, basically. Devin Booker is pretty much like the point guard, even though he's not a point guard. He kind of is. He's the best playmaker on the Suns. Even though Nurkic, the former Blazer, did wind up with 8 assists and 5 steals. Jiminy Christmas. 8 assists and 5 steals. A little bit of Globetrotter action with those three guys. Nurkic, Bradley Beal, and Devin, the punk-ass Booker. Sorry, I said it. Yeah, I'm getting vulgar here, but that wasn't that vulgar. It's just annoying. I don't like him. And I don't think a lot of people do. Bradley Beal didn't gain any fans in that game either this past Sunday. But, yes, the Wolves got pounded by the frickin' Suns. So, shall we jump right into the playoff predictions and such? I'll get into the Wolves series shortly. They're going to save that for, as we continue before fan interaction and such. Let's look at the stupid playoff bracket. Okay, sorry. I know. I'm just kind of irritated. So, the cute little play-in tournament stuff. It's fun. It's fun. I think it adds a little flair to everything. Well, we started with the Western Conference. The Lakers outlast the New Orleans Pelicans, who apparently will not have Zion Williamson. So, very good chance. At least number 7 seed originally is going to wind up getting knocked out. I don't think that's ever happened before. So, the Lakers jump right up to number 7, just like last year after knocking off the Timberwolves. But this time, they did it on the road. So, quite impressive, actually. So, Showtime and T-Wolves, shout out to that show, of course. Yeah, why do I'm shouting out to... Yep, it's half my show, half Vince Germano's show. LeBron James did play. Zion Williamson had 40 points, but will not play versus the Sacramento Kings. Thanks, Zion. See, like, when they have Zion Williamson, they're pretty dangerous, but the Lakers still took care of business because, well, who played in the game? Everybody. Everybody, you know, for the most part, except for my guy. Where'd he go? Jared Vanderbilt. Oh, he's hurt. Gosh dang it. Come on, Jared. Spencer Dinwiddie's been reduced to like a, you know, my God, he never plays now. They don't play him at all. He was really good, wasn't he? What the heck? Wasn't he like a sixth man of the year or like a really good starter with the Nets? I don't get it. But yeah, LeBron, Rui Hachimura, Anthony Davis, D'Angelo, bloody hell, Russell. Vince Germano, that's an inside joke there. Bloody hell, right? 21 points for him. But they overcome the Pelicans in a pretty good back and forth. But winning on the road is quite impressive in these little play-in games. And they immediately advanced to play the Denver Nuggets. Sacramento crushed the Golden State Warriors. It was pretty much a one-sided battle the entire way. And I wasn't complaining at all. No. And Klang Thompson was Klang Thompson. Klang. And he's talking about possibly leaving the Golden State Warriors. And Steve Kerr is basically like, we got to keep the band together. We got to keep the big three together. There's a lot of value in that. Well, okay, I understand. I know the Celtics wanted to do that. In the past, eventually they had to break up the band because they're getting old. And Klang can't hit a shot all of a sudden. 0 for 10 for Klang. Klang, you know, you see what I'm doing there? 0 of 6 from outside. Klang Thompson. 4 rebounds and 1 assist and then a turnover. And a couple of personal fouls. Steph Curry was below 50% from three-point range. Ooh, 3 of 7. He only attempted 7 threes in the game because it was just an ugly game, you know? I mean, it just was. Andrew Wiggins was, guess what Andrew Wiggins was? He was Andrew Wiggins, the one we know so well. Just listen to this line and tell me this just doesn't sound like Timberwolves Andrew Wiggins the last 2 years. The first few years, Andrew Wiggins was not too far under Anthony Edwards' first 2 years. He was pretty impressive. But then he just became a wuss. I don't know. He just got weaker and weaker, and Anthony Edwards has gotten much stronger and stronger. Look at the body build, too. I mean, it's not even you can't even have a conversation. They don't look like they're from the same universe. Okay, 12 points. 4 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 4 from downtown, 3 lousy rebounds, 2 assists, yay, but 3 turnovers, and he snuck in a block. Sounds like Andrew Wiggins, doesn't it? That's pretty much what, yeah, like 12, 13 points. Wow. What a stud. And not a whole lot else. And he did turn the ball over, too. What a stud. Heist of the century, let me tell you. No, he was really valuable for the Warriors in that Celtics series. And, man, that was... that made me angry. Jonathan Kuminga, who was, again, part of that trade. 6 of 15. I don't think he's turning a whole lot of heads there in Golden State or Northern California or San Francisco or whatever you call the place. Or Oaktown, I don't know, Oakland, ugh. Don't recommend you live there, from what I've heard. Do not recommend it. San Francisco, maybe, but it's too expensive. 6 of 15 from the floor, though, for Kuminga. Very average. Just he's not that great. So it's kind of a wash of a trade in a lot of ways. Though, ultimately, we wind up with Mike Conley, who, you know, obviously is the adult in the room, and Nickeil Alexander-Walker. So you don't feel too bad. At the end of the day, otherwise they get Andrew Wiggins and Kuminga, and the Jazz kind of help facilitate things later on, if you know what I'm saying, by giving us Conley and Nickeil Alexander-Walker and getting, you know, dumping salary with the Russell Westbrook part of the trade. So, yeah, obviously, again, it's different trades in different years, but, it all kind of connects together, if you know what I'm trying to say. And posts all over social media that the Golden State Warriors dynasty is over. It's over. Feels so good. It feels so good. And I'm sorry to, I'm sorry, I know Reese Pedretti, Pumpa, the Pumpa's pumped at Random Hoops. I love you. You know, out of Brisbane, Australia, I love you to death. Big Warriors fan. And he was a Warriors fan way before all this happened. So, yeah, he's a real Warriors fan. He's not one of those bandwagon people. So, don't, you know, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it. But then again, I know I probably come off as such. It's just, I don't know, they drove me nuts. They did. Curry and all them drove me nuts. It's crazy to see Klay Thompson miss everything, isn't it? Isn't it the darndest thing to see him miss everything? And then Curry just on the ground, you know, after kind of not getting knocked over, just kind of shaking his head like, whatever, this sucks. It's just like, really? You know, Sacramento, very impressive. They even gave the Wolves hell. A lot of people saw them as a team that would be an easy beat for the Wolves in a playoff series. I don't know if anybody's an easy beat for the Wolves in a playoff series. Anybody. The New Orleans was a fear, but then again, if there's no Zion, I think the Wolves win in five or four, you know, without Zion Williamson, because he's not reliable, you know. Zion Williamson is not reliable. Sacramento, there's a really good chance they'll be, I don't know if they'll be the first team ever. I have to kind of dig that up. I'm not sure if they're the first team to out of the 9-10 to actually get into the real playoffs, to get to the eighth seed, because that's the highest you can go is eight. The winner of 7-10 immediately, or 7-8, pardon me, immediately moves on to the seventh seed. And the Lakers did it on the road in pretty impressive fashion with a healthy Zion Williamson, if such a thing exists. They will be playing the New Orleans Pelicans tonight, just like Miami and Chicago classic matchup, the Jimmy Butler game, without Jimmy Butler, I do believe, which tells you who's probably going to win that game. But so major players probably not playing in these games. Zion Williamson hamstring, you son of a gun. And it will be in New Orleans, but I will be picking the Sacramento Kings to advance to play the Oklahoma City Thunder, who wound up with the number one seed out of, you know, against all odds. The Oklahoma City Thunder, not the Denver Nuggets, the Oklahoma City Thunder advance to the number one seed. Eastern Conference, I took too long with the Warriors. I'm sorry. I'm babbling like an idiot. Philadelphia barely survives after they were getting beat by the Heat over and over and over. And when I kept seeing Chicago playing the Heat the next game, I'm like, oh my God, Philly's out. And it's like, no, they're not. Philly advanced. They're not out. What am I, stupid or something? So it's like I'm going the other way. See, when you advance in the play-in tournament, if you're in the 7-8, that means you lost. If you advance in the play-in tournament in the 9-10, that means you won, yeah. Obviously, the 9-10 loser is gone, and they're the first team to go. And then, of course, the loser of the 7-8, like us last year, to the Lakers, and in frustrating fashion, advanced to at least have a shot at the 8th seed. And we did survive against Oklahoma, of all teams. And now look at the top of the Western Conference of Oklahoma and Minnesota with Denver, who was number one last year. It's just crazy. Philadelphia rallies and survives. The Heat were winning most of the way. In fact, pretty much the whole way. But Philadelphia just hung in there and hung in there. And then they, you know, Miami collapsed in that fourth quarter. Supposedly Jimmy Butler had an MCL injury where he could be out for several weeks during the course of this game, but played through it. You know, Jimmy Butler's that kind of guy. Like he'll fight through things. But it's not always to the benefit of the team. If you're playing injured, well, look what happens when you play injured. 5 of 18. Like Vince Carter did that years ago. There's one thing between playing hurt and playing injured. Tyler Hero, 9 of 27. That's crap. So it's no wonder the Philadelphia 76ers were able to survive and make a comeback after a hot start by your favorite team, the Philadelphia Sixers, you know, and the collapse by the Heat. I'm hearing a lot of noise. What's coming down? Oh, maybe. Oh, there's the sneet. That might be actual sleet now, but I think it's still sneet. Sorry, I was hearing noise. It's coming down pretty good. It's a sneet shower. That's the Miami Heat. It's a blizzard of balls, like the angry video game nerd would say. Right now, this is a blizzard of balls, and that's what the Wolves play. That's what the Wolves were against Phoenix, and quite frankly, the Warriors against the Sacramento Kings. A blizzard of balls, and Miami in the second half and into the fourth quarter versus the Philadelphia 76ers. I'll say it one last time: a blizzard of balls. That's what's coming down. And yes, on April 19th, 2024, we are getting snow, sneet, sleet coming down because the temperature dropped quite a bit. But don't worry, it's just one day. Calm down, everyone. Locally, anyway, here in the Twin Cities area. Gosh, I forgot what his name was on the Philadelphia Sixers. Horford, right? That was Horford. No, that's Nicholas Batum. He looked like Horford. He had 20 points in the game. Impressive. I called him Horford. I forgot. Batum has been around a bit ever since he got out of the Clippers for years. These are the Clippers and the Blazers and all that. Kyle Lowry. Yep. Yeah, just 7 points. Joel Embiid. Nobody shot well. This is an ugly basketball game, actually. And then you have, again, an injured Jimmy Butler, as out he goes, I think, and out go the Heat. The Bulls crush the Hawks. The Hawks, you know, the number 10 seed, it's like, come on, you've been playing so well, and now you suck, and the Bulls just kind of squash them. Kobe White did what he did to us. I can't believe the Bulls swept the Timberwolves this year. What the? The Bulls swept the Timberwolves, and the Hawks almost did, too. Kobe White, 15-21 from the floor. Holy Toledo, man, for 42 points. Vucevic, even 24. DeMar DeRozan, the lead guy, with 22. Javonte Green with 10. I think, didn't he, like, wasn't he a pain in the butt versus us? I know Caruso was. He only attempted 3 shots in the game on all 3-pointers and made 2 of them. The Hawks played like Dookie, pretty much. I don't know. They shot well. Like Clint Capela, 11 of 15. Dejounte Murray, 11 of 21. Isn't he in some kind of a issue? I know a Toronto Raptor got banned from the league forever for Pete Rose in games, if you know what I mean, betting on games he played in, which is crazy. Yeah, just, I don't know, just sad. The Hawks got smushed. I don't know, a number 10 seed that looked like crud, and that's too bad, you know, at the end of the day. It's funny to see the Warriors reduced to a number 10 and getting crushed, just like the Hawks. The Chicago Bulls, there's a pretty good chance they're going to advance to play the Celtics. In fact, I would pretty much bet on it if you're going to use DraftKings or whatever. They're not, he is, yeah, MCL. He's done. There's no chance he's playing. MCL. Especially after, you know, being out for, you know, sitting for a couple days. That, there's no way he's done. So Jimmy Butler's toast. Duncan Robinson back. Terry Rozier. I'm not sure if those are severe enough. Caruso ankle. Io. Dustin Mo quad. And Andre Drummond ankle. You know, the Bulls are banged up too, but they're not like dead. They're not dead like the Blazers. The Heat are dead. There's no chance. So the Heat go from 8 to gone. They're not going on a miracle playoff run this time around and losing the finals just like the last 2 times against the Lakers and the Nuggets. No play, no run for the Heat this year. It's over. The Chicago Bulls will advance to play the Boston Celtics. Now we could finally get to the real bracket now that I've drugged out the... But these play-ins are fun, though. And obviously, they're not official yet, but I do believe the Kings and the Bulls will advance. Oklahoma City Thunder will tip off versus the Kings, and they will win the series in... I don't know, 5 or 6? I'm going to officially go with 6. Clippers and Dallas, that could be a very good series. LA Clippers, LA Clippers and the Mavericks. Oh boy, I might go with the Mavericks in 6 or 7. If the Clippers are healthy and playing up to their potential, they could do it, though. They could absolutely do it. I should be going to the East first. I am going to go to the East first. Celtics versus the Bulls, 4-game sweep. Sorry. Welcome to the playoffs. Now go home. Cleveland-Orlando. Entertaining. Fun. Good series. Cavs in 7. Bucks-Indiana. Bucks-Indiana. Pacers in 6. Yep. Goodbye, Milwaukee. Pacers in 6. The team I picked to win the title? Nope. Philadelphia, the New York Knicks. Knicks in 5. New York Knicks in 5. Very impressed with the New York Knicks. Very impressed with the New York Knicks. I think there's a pretty good chance they're going to go very far. Cleveland versus the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics are victorious in 5. Yeah. Yeah. Boston Celtics. Cleveland might take it the distance. Maybe it's 6 games, but I think it's going to be 5. Pacers versus Knicks. It's going to be a very, very entertaining series, I think, and it's a classic rivalry going back to Reggie Miller and all those guys, Patrick Ewing and John Starks. You remember those days? You know, Byron Scott, Rick Smith, Derek McKee, those guys, you know, the former Sonic, with the Detlef Schrimm trade back in the good old days. Yes, I remember all of that. I am old enough to remember. I was there, not in person, but I was, you know, yep. I like to bring back the, you know, Knicks and Pacers and Hawks and Sonics back in the early 90s. It's so cool. Early to mid 90s, so freaking cool. Ah, the memories. The memories, seriously. I'm dead, you know. Antonio Davis, Dale Davis, who couldn't make a free throw for his life. My brother made fun of him. But the Knicks will, I think the Knicks will defeat the Pacers, but it'd be a good series. 6 games. We're going to have a East Coast, big-time East Coast Eastern Conference final between the Boston Celtics and New York Knicks. That is going to be an epic battle. I think it goes 7, but Sunday, Game 7 Sundays with the Boston Celtics always favor the Celtics. The Boston Celtics will represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals and be the favorites, yes. Oklahoma City Thunder in 5 over the Kings. Clippers and Dallas, I keep going back and forth at that. I don't know. I just don't know. Clippers and Dallas. Clippers and Dallas. Clippers and Dallas. I just don't know. If I have to pick one upset, it's probably this one. I bet most people are picking the 3 and 6 on our side, too. Can't imagine who those two teams are. I just don't know. I'm just staring at it right now. And, I'll preview that series here in a second. It's going to be last, of course. Mavericks will beat the Clippers in seven. They'll win on the road in Game 7 to play the OKC Thunder in Round 2 to have a little south, to have a little southern matchup. Southern matchup, Oklahoma versus Dallas. Going to be some good basketball there. There ain't no California going on the second round this year, guys. No California, because Denver going to beat the Lakers. I think Denver. No. Denver's not Lakers. I'm just doing the Dallas, sorry. Oklahoma. Pardon me. I do think Denver will beat the Lakers, unfortunately, for Showtime and T-Wolves and, of course, Vince Germano. I think Denver will beat the Lakers. But who knows? Maybe they'll have another playoff run in them. It'd be really interesting to see Minnesota and L.A. in the second round. In fact, I would love to see that instead of playing the Nuggets. But I think the Wolves could put an interesting matchup with the Nuggets. I mean, there is a real scenario. If the Wolves can get past the Phoenix Suns, there is a real possibility. Now, of course, we would have to go on the road versus Denver or OKC, but there's a real chance at something very magical. And there's also a chance at something very disastrous and very sad. Very good chance of that, unfortunately. My head is just spinning thinking about it. And it hurts and it pisses me off, honestly. Excuse me. Denver Nuggets. Past the Lakers. In five. Yeah, I know. It's like, really? Yeah, I think so. Watch out for the Nuggets. They're playing good at the right time. Minnesota versus the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, again, I don't like the way Anthony Edwards is playing. I don't like the way Karl Anthony Towns is playing. I love the way Rudy Gobert is playing. Mike Conley's a bit in and out because, you know, he's kind of up there in age. But he made a statement this past week talking about how, you know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. And it's been many years since I got to go on a good playoff run with the Utah Jazz. Or was it Memphis years ago? I think it was Memphis a long time ago. He got to go on a real playoff run. And I think if it was Memphis, they ran into the Spurs and it didn't work out too good because, you know, it just didn't. Lemon in the tomato juice. There won't be any lemon and tomato juice after tonight, unfortunately, with the New Orleans Pelicans. Kind of wouldn't mind that, but I like the Kings, though. I like the Kings. Unfortunately, they're not going to get past the first round. That's the one thing. You're just kind of delaying the inevitable with some of these play-in games. As fun as they are, though, you did produce a conference final participant last year for the Lakers, so I guess it's possible. Anything's possible. You can get somebody going on a run. Wolves versus Phoenix. This could go six games Phoenix very easily. This could go Wolves in seven. It's going to be one of the two. I don't think the Suns win this in five games, you know, or I don't think the Wolves win this in five games. I definitely don't think the Suns sweep the Wolves. I don't think there's any chance. I wouldn't be surprised if the Wolves win the first game at the end of the day. But stepping out in faith and believing in this team, the Wolves will win it in seven. It'll be longer than it should be in a lot of ways in terms of, like, what kind of a season it was to get stuck in a series that lasts seven games in the first round. It kind of sucks. But it's the Phoenix Suns, and I did pick them to win the Western Conference. And, you know, I've been staring at a Celtics-Suns NBA Finals forever. And I'm going to tell you something. If I was coming from the Eastern Conference, like, say, Boston, Cleveland, or whatever, you know, any Eastern Conference team, or from Dallas or L.A. or something, I might, you know, go with a Celtics and Suns NBA Finals. With the Celtics winning, of course. But a Celtics and Suns NBA Finals rematch in 1976. I've been staring at that for years. Years now. That the Celtics and Suns would be in the NBA Finals. Forever. And then, you know, it's been that way for so long. I remember the Bucks got past the Celtics years ago. And then it's just, I don't know, the Celtics got to the finals and the Suns didn't. And then the stupid Warriors got there and beat the Celtics. It was so irritating. So that's kind of what's hindered that possibility forever. My hope and belief, though, is that the Minnesota Timberwolves will be good enough to prevent that from happening at the end of the day. Otherwise, I do believe if the Phoenix Suns do get past the Timberwolves, I think they go to the NBA Finals and lose to the Celtics in the Finals. And the Celtics win the NBA Championship in that scenario. So, but as predicting the Wolves in seven, then we move on to round two in the Western Conference. Oklahoma versus Dallas could be an epic back-and-forth battle. Epic back-and-forth battle. Maybe OKC survives that in seven. And, so Dallas will be in seven-game series twice, but OKC wins that one and advances to the Western Conference Finals. Nuggets and Wolves could be an awesome series. I didn't like the way the Wolves played against the Denver Nuggets. in the final game. It was garbage. I'm not really sure what to make of Carl Anthony Towns coming back from the injury. I don't know if he's going to get his timing back and all of that, just everything. You know, I don't know if he's going to get his mojo back, conditioning, timing, whatever it is, you know, muscle memory, you know, all these components that make you into the player you are. I don't know if he's going to get all of his bearings back to be able to defeat the Denver Nuggets. But the Wolves do present a definite challenge for the Nuggets that can make things absolutely epic and awesome. There's a real scenario the Wolves survive Denver and OKC and get to the NBA Finals to play the Celtics, where, well, I don't know. The Wolves would definitely not be favored in that series. Let's just put it at that. They could do it. They could do it. They did beat Boston this year, but in Target Center. But Boston would have four games at home in that series. The Wolves would have to win a road game or two to be world champions. I'm not sure where to go with this at all. I'm just not. It's so tough. I truly doubt OKC is going to the NBA Finals this year. I truly do. I think the winner, say, if the winner of whoever plays against Denver, be it Phoenix or Minnesota, goes to the Finals. I think OKC gets to the West Final but does not win, is basically what I'm leaning towards. So it's between Minnesota, Phoenix, and the Lakers going to the Nuggets going to the NBA Finals to lose to the Celtics. Basically, to lose to the Celtics, whoever it is, unfortunately. I want the Wolves to win and beat the Celtics, but it'd be really hard to pick that. It'd be really hard to pick that. Maybe at the end of the day, I think Minnesota gets past Phoenix in seven, but does not survive Denver. That's kind of what I'm thinking. That road situation would be real tough. So I kind of think the Nuggets beat us in seven. I don't know. I think it'd be a great, great series. And the Wolves have every chance in the world, but I think the Nuggets beat us in seven. Losing that number one seed screwed everything up. It really did. You have the home court. You have it. You have a chance to go to the finals, and I guess it's like better luck next year for that. But you just hope and pray guys can come back healthier, strong, like Carl Anthony Towns can come back healthy and be healthy when it matters. Rudy Gobert can still be at the top of his game. Mike Conley will still have enough of his game left to get us to that number one seed next year. But right now, that's kind of how I'm looking at it. The Wolves get past Phoenix, but then, you know, Denver squeezes past the Wolves in Game 7. Maybe it's an ugly seventh game, actually, but seven games, and the Nuggets get to the West Final, get to the NBA Finals, but do not repeat as champions. I will pick the Boston Celtics to be your 2024 NBA champions. Yep, at this moment. The one hope the Wolves could have, say, if we get to the NBA Finals, or the Phoenix Suns, or the Nuggets, or whoever, I don't want the Nuggets to repeat. That would be terrible. I think that'd be awful to see the Nuggets repeat. So, I mean, Colorado Avalanche might win the Cup this year. Maybe. They're good enough. They're definitely good enough. The Denver Pioneers in college hockey won the national championship for the 10th time. I'm not crazy. I'm not being sarcastic or exaggerating. 10 national championships. You think I'm sick of Denver winning championships when it comes to hockey? I'm sick of it. Yeah. Absolutely tired of it. But I do believe it'll be Boston versus Denver in the NBA Finals right now. If I have to, you know, be honest, I'm just going to be honest. I mean, I really badly want to have the Wolves in the Finals and then the Celtics fall apart and choke like they did against the Warriors, and the Wolves somehow are world champions this year. But I just don't think it's in the stars. I don't think it's in the cards, the stars and the cards, as this guy from Boston once said when the Bruins couldn't, the Patriots lost the Super Bowl to the New York Giants again in 2011. I still remember the guy, Bobby, great guy from Boston. He was in his 50s, and he was a technician. He was the coolest guy in the world. Coolest guy in the world. You know, blue-collar technician from Boston, Massachusetts. Well, I do think Bobby is going to be celebrating a Boston Celtics championship this year. They're going to get it done, you know. The Boston Celtics are going to get it done this year. They're going to beat the Denver Nuggets in seven. It's going to be a long series, but they'll beat the Nuggets. Maybe they'll do it in six, but I think the Celtics are the world champions, and they tie the Los Angeles Lakers. No, they go back ahead of the Los Angeles Lakers, I believe, with 17 titles. So they'll be the rulers of basketball again. I know it's the 60s Celtics that kind of put the Celtics on the map for the number one team in the world all time, but the 80s Lakers, they had their magic run, but it's going to be the Celtics. Going to win a title, and they're going to be back as the kings of basketball history. And that's how it goes, guys. Unfortunately for Minnesota, Denver, or Phoenix. I think the Celtics are world champs. But it's going to be between one of those three teams. They're going to play the Celts in the finals. Capisha? Okay, sorry. Capisha? Yeah, Capisha. Yeah, that's more of a New York thing. But because New York and Italy, Boston's Irish? I don't know. They're kind of everything. Well, the Celtics are Irish. New York is definitely an Italian vibe, but then again, they both have 100 billion people from 100 billion places. So, but you get the idea. Everywhere is like that. New York, I would love to see the New York Knicks in the finals. What was Minnesota and the Knicks in the finals? Isn't that rock? I believe the Wolves would have home court in that series. I do believe the Wolves would have home court versus the Knicks. And the Wolves would be world champions over the Knicks. Tom Thibodeau versus Chris Finch in the NBA Finals. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot. I would love it. Oh, I would love it. Do you know how I do Aussie accents? I can do the East Coast too, guys. I can do East Coast, New York, Boston. You know, they're a little different from each other, obviously. You could tell my Boston accent's different from the Knicks accent. So Philadelphia's kind of almost the same as New York. I don't know. I'd have to listen closer to that one. Cleveland's kind of a little bit more hicky sounding, tiny bit. It's kind of a mix of like hicky and East Coasty. And Orlando, that's south. That's, you know, Florida's kind of like Georgia-ish. Okay, whatever. I'm probably annoying you with my babbling here. But bottom line, the Celtics are the 24 NBA title champions. You get the idea, I think, against the Timberwolves, the Suns, or the Nuggets. I'm picking the Nuggets. Unfortunately, to go back to the West, to the NBA Finals, win the Western Conference, but not repeat as champions. Bottom line. We're going to take a quick break, come back for fan interaction. Are you looking for a really nice Timberwolves-related Facebook page out there with cool fans and a wonderful host? Well, look no further than Wolfpack from Flip to Finch, hosted by Scott Doherty. He does a great job. Scott Doherty's an awesome guy. And the fan base on there, obviously passionate about the Wolves, but also respectful of other people's opinions regarding the team. Check out the page. It's awesome. Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. We are back here on Timberwolves Explosione. So, what am I talking about here? I'm talking about the fan interaction and such at TWolvesEX, and also give, is it Showtime? Showtime TWolves. Give that one a follow if you could as well. I believe that's the Twitter account. I did recreate one. I don't think it's on the computer, but it is on the smart device. Yeah, there it is. Showtime Wolves. So, yeah, Showtime T-Wolves was the original one, but that, I don't know what the hell, the stupid dictators and social media. Okay, anyhow, we'll move on. What do they, now it says Vin, huh? Vince Germano retweeted the most recent episode along with Vince Germano, again, out of Melbourne, Australia, and, of course, of the Courtside podcast and of the Showtime and T-Wolves podcast, which is coming back from the dead at some point. We shall see. Tane Brown out of New Zealand. Awesome guy as well. And Benzo out of the Bronx there with the New York Knicks, but of course a Wolves fan. And it says Suns first round. Interesting there. So we'll see how that... Oh, no, he's followed by somebody that says Suns first round. Sorry. Benzo out of the Bronx. Gotta love it. So there's Mo. Yep. James Chris. Yep, yeah, he liked what I said there. He said, yeah, because I was really pissed off when the Wolves were losing to the Suns. And I was saying, this seriously reeks of the 13-4, the Vikings 13-4 season. Sorry for being negative, but this is really disappointing. Everything is going wrong. So those of you not familiar with what the heck I'm talking about is the Minnesota Vikings in 2022 had an awesome season. Awesome season. You know, we even beat the Buffalo Bills on the road, which at the time was insane. It'd be like beating the Celtics on the road at the time. That's how good the Buffalo Bills were at the time. And an epic comeback, miracle win. It was unbelievable. The Vikings ended up finishing 13-4, could have been better, but kind of underachieved in a couple games down the stretch. It was kind of sad. But then at the last second, the Vikings started to look vulnerable. And then you have this mediocre, nothing Giants team come into U.S. Bank Stadium, and we lost in the first round with a 13-4 season. It was just devastating and stupid, right? So that's kind of what's happening with the Wolves. It feels like all year, number one seed, number two, number one, number two, and then all of a sudden, bam, at the last minute, number three. And the way we lost to Denver and lost to Phoenix is like, you suck. Why do you got to suck so bad now at the last minute? Anthony Edwards looking awful. You know, it's just, Jaden McDaniels can't hit a shot. Jaden McDaniels can't even hit a damn shot. Slow-mo, you know, is just garbage. You know, you can't even make a freaking floater, like from 5 feet from the basket. That should be a gimme if you get that close to the basket to be able to put up a floater. That should be a gimme, and he's missing them, and he keeps missing them, and it's been like that all year. Like, does he need his eyes checked, or what the hell? So it just reeked of, like, the Wolves are going to, you know, go from a team that could go to the NBA Finals to possibly losing in the first round. It's bullcrap, man. It's absolute bullcrap. Okay, Mo, Suns first round. James Chris says, someone finally said it, but this time we're probably not favored. Well, yeah, the Vikings were heavily favored over the New York Giants, and they should have been. The Giants were nothing, literally nothing. But their mediocre, overpaid quarterback that nobody's ever heard of from Duke. Duke and quarterback doesn't really mesh. His two best games of the year were against the Minnesota Vikings. In the regular season game where the Vikings barely beat them, beautiful Christmas Eve whiteout, it was called. We had a 12-inch snowfall of wonderful, like, light snow. The light snow is nice because it's pretty and it's easy to deal with, you know, even though it was a lot of inches. We had this beautiful whiteout type of deal. It was really cool. The Vikings barely beat them, but we did beat them. And Daniel Jones had a great game. Mediocre to below-average quarterback, yet they gave him a fortune. The Giants did for some reason. And then comes back and has his best game of his career in the playoffs a couple weeks later. It was freaking stupid. I was saying it's driving me nuts. All the jerks in the media are going to look smart, and that's the worst part. Like, they're all going to pick against the Wolves and such. And yes, the Suns are slight favorites, according to bets and stuff. Somebody made a really... we'll get back to it in a second. And of course, they didn't respond, probably because they realized it was like bullcrap what they said. Wolves Nation says, nah, this Wolves team is actually really good. Don't let this bad matchup make you forget how good we are against other teams. Well, for the most part, yes. I do agree with that, how the Wolves have shown up many times when it looks like maybe we're not as good as we thought. You know, like beating Denver, beating OKC on the road. That was extremely impressive. That's where I believe the Wolves would beat the OKC Thunder in the Western Conference Finals if we end up getting that far, which would be freaking cool. If we could get past the Nuggets, if we get past the Suns and the Nuggets back-to-back, the sky's the limit. The Timberwolves are going to the Finals, and maybe they just might beat the Celtics and be world champions. But obviously, getting past the Suns and the Nuggets first, though, is the really tough task. And I mean tough. Continuing, I was like, I responded, it's looking more and more like this bad matchup is a reality and we can't even beat them at home. Of course I'm concerned. It's like they're mocking us and, of course, being jerks about it. Wolves Nation responds with, I feel you. People will definitely call us major frauds if we lose to them, but I honestly don't think that's fully true. I don't think we're frauds either. It's just we need to play better against the bleeping Suns, that's all. I don't think we're frauds either, but yeah, but I'll let him finish here. We'll definitely deserve all the criticism, but I don't think how we play against the Suns is how we actually are. Yeah. It's just, it's one of those stupid matchups type of deals, and sports are like that, unfortunately. Like the Dallas Cowboys, who would just always crush the Vikings, and then we'd beat the 49ers, who were better than the Cowboys, you know? So it's just crazy. The 49ers are better than the Cowboys, and the Cowboys always owned the Vikings lately. So, stupid. Glenn Taylor's foul. It was a different name before. It wasn't Glenn Taylor's foul. I was, how you can quote tweet or quote post, I guess it's called now, when I talked about the 13-4 Vikings. They say, this is the dumbest thing I've seen someone tweet all season. And I'm like, screw you. Like, how is it dumb? Like, seriously. I basically, Dire Wolf responded to that person saying, how? We can't beat this team unless we unlock some hidden potential in the playoffs. This is the worst-case scenario. Yeah, like, how is it a dumb thing? Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you, Dire Wolf. Thank you. My response to that person was, go, yeah, you know, I was like, you're an a-hole, go screw off, you know, without, I didn't really drop any swear words except a-hole. It's not dumb at all. We're getting our ass handed to us three times in a row to these people, and now we get to play them in the first round. Again, because it's not a dumb statement, I don't think. It's really not. You're just crazy. I don't know. How is it dumb? So, yeah, Bulls Nation followed back. Lila Eloise was saying something along the likes of, yeah, she's kind of disappointed people that are just leaving on the last game of the season with 7 minutes left. This is exactly the time the crowd can help spur momentum. Disappointed in Target Center. My response was, I'm more disappointed in the play of the team. The fans can do whatever they want at the end of the day. The team let us down royally. Lila responds with, players do respond to the fans, though, and we've seen that. I mean, I agree, but they weren't going to respond in that game. I'm sorry. When people struggle, that's exactly when they need support. Otherwise, there's basically no home court advantage. This is the toughest matchup for Minnesota. Rebounding and the first half turnovers sucked, but this team wasn't a lack of effort. I don't know. See, I didn't even get into the nitty-gritty of the Suns game on Sunday, which was insanely concerning. 18 turnovers in the first half. Unacceptable for an NBA franchise. 18 turnovers in the first half. This is a a top three seed in the Western Conference. A very tough conference, obviously. Both conferences are tough, but the West is tougher right now at the top. Outside of the Celtics, the West is way tougher. 18 turnovers is unacceptable. I'm sorry. At home, too. At home. 18 turnovers in the first half. 18 turnovers in a game sucks. 18 turnovers in the first half. That is, you're never going to win anything playing like that. Ever. Do you realize that? Vince Germano chimes in. And great to hear from you, Vince, at VinRock44. Again, Showtime and T-Wolves. And, of course, Courtside Podcast. Come back, guys. Please come back. Please come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Vince Germano says, just got to keep the faith, mate. You still won a lot of games. You're a contender. Let's see what happens. And then he says, one, bloody hell, W-O-N, right? Yep, he wrote the number one. Yeah, which is funny, like O-N-E, which is funny, like one, bloody hell. Nope, I feel you, Vince. Did I respond? Or I think I was just going to save it for the show, and I was kind of still ticked off a bit. I was saying thoughts on the Timberwolves slipping all the way down to number three seed and with arguably the toughest opponent possible. Any and all comments are welcome. Question comments. Sorry, I should have responded, but then again, you know, my... Yeah. Yep, there we... Yep, Tanae chimes in. Again, New Zealand says, so frustrating that the Suns are our first-round matchup. We almost... I mean, would almost rather the Nuggets or Thunder. I would definitely rather the Thunder out of that group. Got to overcome the biggest obstacle to win it all, though. Just have faith. Wild ride of a season so far. Let's hope it doesn't end in round one. Yeah, damn right. To me, that would be a failure. The regular season isn't a failure, obviously, compared to last year. The postseason, I think, would be an utter failure, though, if you can't get past the first round. Honestly, I think losing in the second round is pretty damn disappointing, even if you're a lower seed than the Nuggets. When you consider all frickin' year, the Wolves were higher than the number three seed. It's pretty sucky, and you hope that next year it's like, screw you, we're going to be the best team in the league, and we're going to actually win it. Levi Brown, older brother of Tanae there in New Zealand, says... There wasn't going to be any easy matchups. I agree. But judging from our results against the Suns this season, it's the worst matchup possible. A first-round exit after a great regular season would be terrible, with the exclamation point. Amen, brother. I mean, it would be absolutely terrible. I think it would be, because it's like all this, and then you can't even get out of the first round. All this, and you can't even get out of the first round. Just like that really nice 02-03 season. That was a really nice basketball team. That was a really good Timberwolves team. The 0203 team, you know, Rod Strickland and all them. I liked Rod Strickland when he was on the Wolves. He couldn't shoot real well, but still loved him. You know, it was a fun team. I believe that was Hudson's first year with the Wolves. It was a surprisingly good team, and arguably Garnett's best season as a pro. It was his best season yet, for sure, because he'd struggled the years before. He'd actually dropped off a tiny bit. You know, getting swept by the Mavericks, I thought, guys, you know, people should be fired. And you move on after getting, you know, it was like six playoff losses in a row in the first round and getting swept by Dallas. Like, we're not getting anywhere. Teams that were below us forever are now rolling past us. you're fired, Kevin McHale. You're fired, Flip Saunders. And I would have done that if I was the owner at the time. I would have said, sorry, 6 years is too much. Shaq said it also. Anyhow, Benzo will wrap things up, I believe. No, yeah. Interesting. Okay, I'm just looking at something. Sorry. Minnesota Wild related. Anyhow, Benzo says, man, we got to want all the smoke possible. Ducking ops is a sign of a one-time champ. I want more than one. Our guards must defend, and our bigs will feast. Got to stay home on Allen, Gordon, Royce, and they'll have no outlets. Make it tough for KD and Book. Yep, and that's the hope. Yep, you make it tough for those guys. Obviously, shutting down a lot of those. Staying home on Allen so he can't shoot. That's definitely a key. You know, that's definitely a key. Like a natural shooter like that, staying home on him is important. You know, like, yeah. That's definitely a failure in the past when any of us playing basketball, you realize a guy can shoot and you don't stay home on him and he keeps hitting the shot. So it makes you feel dumb and stupid afterward. Let's leave that where that is. Just, some of us have been through that in the past, sadly. but no, that's really good. Yep, good thoughts there, Benzo. And it's very true. It's not going to be an easy matchup, obviously, but the Wolves can do this, and the home court does help. That's where, again, you wanted that number one seed. This team needs home court in a lot of these. So against these matchups, these close matchups, potentially like OKC and Denver, respectively. Thank God we have home court in this series. So that's where we can hope to stand on and get the job done. Don't play like crap like we did in that final game. That was inexcusable. With that said, again, thank you so much for listening. I hope this was a decent playoff preview for you to listen to, hopefully somewhat entertaining as well. Please tell your friends about the show. Share it like you have been. Those of you that have been retweeting, I thank you so much, and God bless you. Any 5-star rating, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or any other app that allows you to do that, please, and a nice review. Thank you so much for those of you that have in the past, and anybody that will in the future. Thank you so much in advance, and God bless you. Check out that Wolf Pack from Flip to Finch. Great, great Facebook page. Highly recommended. And yeah, Scott Doherty's a great guy. So do check that out. Again, those algorithms are so important. Like when I said, by liking the show and all that. If you see it on YouTube, like it. Otherwise, again, by liking the show, though, obviously follow the Twitter account at TWolvesZX. But the 5-star ratings really help possibly move the show into greater heights, to make it more available to potential listeners and such. So I want the show to grow. Obviously, there's a lot of weeds and redwoods that have made this show have a hard time getting some sunlight at times. So I'd like some of that sunlight by watering this show by giving it 5-star ratings. It would really help. Before I officially sign off, though, I got to mention that, the release of the show is going to be sporadic now. It's going to be not going to be regularly scheduled Fridays. Who knows? Maybe I will be back next Friday, but that would be like a random luck kind of thing, luck of the draw type of thing. The release will be random now because we're heading into spring cleanup season and all that good stuff. So, like rainy days, Sundays, that kind of thing. You know how I used to say rainy days and Sundays will be the releases of the shows because of the, sporadic time of year with the scheduling. So just giving you a heads up. With that said, have yourself a wonderful week or so, and go Timberwolves. Beat those Suns, dang it.